He'd been expecting a police car and ambulance. No siren. There was no rush, after all. The bloke was quite clearly dead and cold. Percy had been thinking about it. At first he'd assumed some sort of accident. But if the lad had been knocked into the ditch by a car, he'd have been lying on top of the vegetation, not hidden underneath it. The same would be true if the man had been taken ill. He might be walking on the verge to keep out of the way of a car or a tractor, but he wouldn't be that close to the ditch. Percy had come to the conclusion that the bloke had been put there, hidden. Even a walker in the lane wouldn't have seen the body unless he'd scrambled through the undergrowth like Percy, who'd been trying to retain a bit of his dignity by getting away from the road. Then he heard a vehicle, an old vehicle, coughing and spluttering. Madge had been asleep, but she woke up, gave a little growl until Percy put his hand on her neck. It was a Land Rover, so mucky and bashed that it was impossible to make out the original colour, and there was a woman at the wheel. He got out of his car to tell her that she was on the wrong road and that this was a dead end, and anyway, she wouldn't get past him here, but she stopped and got out. He wondered how her knees had managed the weight of her on the deep step down onto the tarmac. She was big, no beauty. Bad skin and bad clothes, but lovely eyes. Brown like conkers.
Percy Douglas,
a local voice. He thought he might have seen her in the Lamb, not a regular, but occasionally. The size of her, you wouldn't miss her even if she was sitting on her own in a corner. Aye. It still didn't occur to him that she was here because of the body.
I'm Vera Stanhope, Detective Inspector.
I don't get out of the office much these days, but I live not far off, so I thought I'd come along. She groped in her pockets for a moment, as if she was planning to show him some ID. But in the end, all she pulled out was a half-eaten tube of mints. She gave up. Are you going to let me see this body of yours? Nothing to do with me. But he started down the lane.
Hang on, I'd better dress the part or the CSIs will cut me up into slices and stick me in one of their fancy microscopes.
She reached into the Land Rover and pulled out a packet wrapped in plastic. There was a white paper suit with a hood and white boots to go over her shoes.
Ah, no, she said. I look like the abominable snowman.
She made him stay on the lane and point her in the direction of the body. She stood on the bank and looked down into the ditch.
How did you find him? You can hardly see him even from here.
Percy felt himself blushing.
Call of nature, was it?
He nodded. I get taken short myself these days. Not so easy for a woman. You should thank your lucky stars. He could tell she wasn't thinking about what she was saying. All her attention was on the lad in the ditch.
Do you know him?
He shook his head. I've seen him about in the pub in the village once, walking down the lane a couple of days ago.
Where do you live?
Her voice friendly, interested. In the bungalow further up the lane. I built it when I first got married. Major Carswell let me have a bit of land. Most of my work was on the estate farms.
She nodded as if she understood how these things worked.
A bit odd then, you not knowing the man. If he was local.
He doesn't live in the valley.
Percy was sure about that. He's a visitor, maybe. He paused. Susan would probably know.
Susan?
My daughter. She lives with me.
There was the sound of another vehicle, this time a police car with a couple of uniformed officers inside.
Vera Stanhope climbed back to the lane.
The cavalry, she said. Just in time. I was gasping for a cup of tea, and you'll be starving.
Why don't you make your way home and I'll follow you when I've chatted to the workers? Your Susan can tell me what she knows about the lad in the ditch.